This is JIS News. Coming up, JFB employs new strategy to fight fire in East Rural St. Andrew. Cabinet approves revised lockup administration policy and procedures guidelines at 100 Jamaicans to receive free surgery on U.S. Naval Hospital ship. The details after the break.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, has employed a new firefighting strategy as extinguishing efforts continue in sections of East Rural St. Andrew. The JFB, in collaboration with the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, OTPEM, has acquired backpacks holding 5 gallons of water to aid in the extinguishing of small pockets of fire. Speaking with JIS News Monday, Acting Superintendent at the JFB in charge of Kingston and St. Andrew, Sean Martin, said the JFB was facing major challenges in accessing the area because of the terrain.
It allows persons on foot to be able to have water, to be able to put out the little spot fires. Because what we do, when we cut the fire break and beat the fire out, there are still some small pockets that would have been left. And if they left unattended, when the wind picked up, the wind would basically add extra oxygen and restart the fire.
Firefighters have been battling a major bushfire in the Mavis Bank area that spread over several acres, causing extensive damage to several homes and agricultural produce. Reports are that the fire had spread to the communities of Flamstead, Lime Tree, Craig Hill, Top Hill, and Content. 100 Jamaicans are to receive surgeries on board the U.S. Naval Hospital ship that has been in Jamaica since May 4. Candidates for surgery have been pre-qualified through collaboration with local health authorities. The ship's visit is part of efforts to sustain the partnership between the United States and its neighboring countries. As part of the partnership, local healthcare personnel will receive training from doctors on board the ship. The ship's medical team has been carrying out outreach activities at the National Arena and the Maxfield Park Health Center from May 6. The team is offering various medical services including optometry, dentistry, general medical, women's health, pediatrics, and pharmacy. Additionally, they will provide engineering services to schools in Kingston and St. Andrew and participate in several community relations activities. The ship is expected to depart on May 14. Cabinet has approved changes to the lockup administration policy and procedures guidelines of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. The revised policy is expected to make significant changes to the way individuals are treated while in police custody or while incarcerated in a correctional institution. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the administration policy for persons deprived of their liberty addresses a number of issues.
It addresses the following issues: a suicide prevention protocol, provisions which target mental health and physical injury concerns, specific provisions outline how persons with disabilities are to be dealt with, specific provisions outline procedures for dealing with children in conflict with the law, a training component, sanctions for breaches of the policy.
Other issues addressed include persons who are remanded and under normal circumstances would be held in lockups, but are instead handed over to the Department of Correctional Services. Minister Bunting adds that once implemented, the policy will make Jamaica 21st century aligned in terms of the treatment of persons deprived of their liberty. And operators of micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, are to receive further assistance under the recently launched Local Economic Development Support Program, LEDSP. Speaking at the launch of the program in Ocheria St. Anne on May 7, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says strengthening of the MSME sector is a priority of the government.
The government that I lead has been placing emphasis on this area to secure economic growth, create jobs, and positively transform the lives of our people. We know that small enterprises face a range of challenges. Most are under-resourced and have difficulties accessing the necessary financing.
The Prime Minister also encouraged business operators to undertake capacity development programs aimed at ensuring their ventures remain viable. The LEDSP is an initiative of the Social Development Commission, SDC. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.